New York City is home to all sorts of musical experimentation. Traditional music gets reinterpreted as it bumps up against other genres. Take Latin music. It arrived with immigrants from countries like the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Honduras, and other points south. But one rising Latin music star is from none of these countries, as we hear now from producer Derek Rath.
She is Martha Toprarova, and she's from Czechoslovakia, not generally regarded as an epicenter for Venezuelan songs or Cuban rhythms. Professionals on the scene are beguiled by her compositions and her singing, so authentic that many are surprised to discover she has no Latino heritage whatsoever.
Las palabras que me has dicho nunca olvidaré, las guardaré cerca al corazón.
Marta's new album, La Marea, which means the tide, is the gentle but passionate result of an unlikely odyssey through the musical and poetic cultures of Latin America. Her response to them is reflected in her choice of album title.
I love the sea, and it's something very powerful, and particularly the tide. I mean, I associate it with something also very feminine. I wanted the name to have a kind of a feminine feeling to it. And I like the word, I like the image.
The sounds and textures heard on La Marea include congas, accordion, and the Venezuelan harp. They're joined by French horn and violin in a subtle reinterpretation of pan-Latin traditions, tinged with elements of jazz and classical chamber music. Marta grew up in communist Prague, singing classical and folkloric music with the Mladí Children's Chorus. But her enigmatic career as a cantante was to be sparked by an equally unlikely variation in her childhood musical influences. Some friends introduced her to the sound of the pan pipes of Chile.
These were friends that, came to live in Czechoslovakia in the 1970s, escaping Chile at the time, and they just happened to be friends of my parents, and my parents got this collection of music by Inti Illimani, and it became my favorite music.
After her mother decided they were to emigrate to the U.S., Marta found herself as a teenager in Seattle. Homesick and feeling isolated, she drifted towards another immigrant minority, Seattle's Latin community, for companionship. Like most teenagers, her friendships revolved around music.
I started borrowing records from friends and the library and seeing any little live shows I could see. I found jewels like from the flamenco collection in the library and just Cuban music, and it just blew me away. I just fell in love with that music more and more.
Inspired, Marta spent some years traveling abroad, soaking up boleros in Spain, huapango in Mexico, and son in Cuba's Casas de la Trovas, the legendary musical meeting houses. Returning to the States, Marta Toprarova settled in New York. She took up the cuatro, a mellow-toned four-string ukulele from Venezuela, and started to incorporate different Latin elements into her own songs.
I would say that my best conservatory really began here in New York City. When I came here in 1996, I started collaborating with a wonderful friend of mine, Lucia Pulido. She's a Colombian singer who also plays the cuatro, the instrument that I play nowadays, and we used to sing duets and a lot of folk music from Colombia.
¿Dónde andará su corazón todo perdido?
Marta's compositions also incorporate her other passion, poetry. García Lorca and Pablo Neruda are major influences on her. Her own writing also tends towards matters of the heart. On the title track, La Marea, the departing rain and the smell of the earth are used as a metaphor for love and love's lost.
La tierra huele después que llueve, el amor duele al partir.
Although Marta's day-to-day language is English, her lyrics are conceived in either her native Czech or in Spanish. The rhythms and cadences of the Spanish language have had a direct influence on her music, And likewise, the sophisticated rhythmic structures of Latin music have often inspired her poetry. For Marta, the muse is organic and can come in unexpected ways.
The ninth song on the record, Corazón Manchado, I wrote it, just the initial germ came to me while I was walking down the street in the West Village, and I just had to write it down. And I started hearing like the initial little phrase, you know, me manchado el corazón. But when I took out my little notepad and I was about to write it down, I was like, God, what meter is this? You know, I was like, it just felt so natural. I was like, da 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 da.
Me manchado el corazón con pasión y con dolor, el día que te conocí y aún te sigo amando. Me manchado el corazón con pasión y con dolor.
It is said that during our lifetime, we create our own extended families. For some, it's the friends in your hometown. For Marta Toporova, her chosen circle was stitched together from an improbable lattice of worldwide associations and inspirations. Improbable, perhaps, but with obvious benefits. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.
Como me duele el frío cuando ya no esté aquí, hay que quedar de mí.